Hare Krishna. So Krishna is trying his best to convince Arjun that you see, you're talking about killing your teachers and grandparents and all the other relatives, but then they're all spirit souls, they're not bodies, they're eternal. But Arjuna is not getting convinced. So Krishna is going on and on and on. And today again, in verse number 20, we will see how nicely Krishna is trying to explain whom? To us, not to Arjuna. Let's see verse number 20. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyah ajo nityah shashvatoyam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. So here Krishna is explaining Arjun and he's telling na jayate. That does not take birth. Na mriyate. So this na word will be associated with jayate and mriyate also. So na mriyate, that doesn't die. Hey, that. What is he talking about? So if we just go back, couple of verses back. So in verse number 16, he says, Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate satah. So here in this verse, he's talking about what is that sataha, asataha, that is soul and body. So here we are talking about soul. So he's talking about soul. The soul does not take birth, na jayate. The soul does not die, na mriyate, va kadachin, at any time. Nayam bhutva. So it has not come into being in the past. Then he says, bhavita. It has not come into being now in the present. Vana bhuyaha, nor is going to come into being in future. So what is he talking about? Basically, he's saying that the soul didn't take birth. It's not just not taking birth now, or it will not take birth in future. It's always existing. Now he summarizes all these qualities in the next line, the third line. Ajo, unborn. The soul is unborn. It does not take birth. Nityaha, it's eternal. Shashvataha, it is permanent. Purano, it is oldest. Na hanyate, hanyamane sharire, it does not die even when the body is killed. Very, very nice shloka. Lots of things to learn in the shloka. Let's see one by one. One wonderful point that Prabhupada is mentioning here. He quotes a shloka from Katha Upanishad 1 to 18. And a similar verse is there in Katha Upanishad also. Look at this. Na jayate mriyate va vipaschin nayam kutaschin na babhuva kaschit ajo nityah shashvatoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Exactly similar verse. This is what is the beauty of Vedic scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita is in accordance with various Vedic scriptures now which are available. So this is very, very important point to understand. Many times people say, you know, there is contradiction between different Vedic scriptures. No, it's not like that. We need to understand in proper perspective. Then now we'll see that how nicely these Vedic scriptures are in accordance with each other. Now, let's try to understand this verse deeper. Lots of points to learn. In fact, some of the points might be repetitive, but it's very, very important to revisit those points so that we will be able to realize it as soon as possible. Now, here it's talked about the soul. Let's talk about the body first. So it is said the body has got six kinds of transformation that it undergoes. What are the six kinds of transformation? Prabhupada is mentioning here in the purport very nicely. He says, Jayate, birth. Then the next one is asti. So the body takes birth. Asti, it exists for some time. Vardhate, it grows. Then viparinamate, there is a transformation or it gives rise to byproducts. Then apekshiyate, it starts dwindling. And finally, vinashyati, I think this word is very clear. Vinashyati. Finally, the body dies, mixes into oblivion. So these are the six transformations that the body goes through. But this verse is exactly countering this particular six transformations. Let's try to understand how. The soul does not undergo these six transformations. The first one is the soul does not take birth. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha aja. So it is unborn, it never takes birth, it's eternal. So when we say that soul does not take birth, so whatever takes birth, that has to die. So whatever does not take birth will not die. So similarly here, this is a very, very wonderful logic that Bhagavad Gita is setting forward. So soul does not take birth, soul is always existing. So there is no question of death. The soul is indestructible, soul is eternal. This is the first point. So no birth, no death. Second one that is mentioned is, it exists all the time. And the two words, you know, which are very important here is aja and nitya. Now, aja is unborn and nitya is eternal. So it remains like that. So it does not have a birth and it's eternal. So in the entire period, in fact, we cannot say period also, because when we say time, it means birth and death. In all the time when it is existing, there is no transformation. There is no growth. It's unchanging. This one point is very important to know. Unchanging. It's not like the soul is growing in size or the soul is transforming when it comes to its characteristics. No. It remains the same, constant throughout, unchanging. The next one is byproducts. So we said the body gives rise to byproducts. So it's the body which gives rise to various byproducts. Basically, we're talking about the offsprings, children. So it's not the soul that is giving rise to that. In fact, every single child, every single offspring is actually a soul in itself. So soul is not giving rise to a soul. It's the body which is giving rise to a body, and the soul is already existing in those bodies. Because only because soul is present, the body grows, or else it's not possible. In fact, with this point will come again, and we'll discuss in detail later. Now, another point that is mentioned is about dwindling, becoming old. So now the question is that soul becomes old. The word called Purana is used here. Purana. It's oldest. Where is the question of becoming old? It is the oldest. In fact, I was just thinking, when someone is wishing us happy birthday and asking us, how old are you? What number are we going to tell them? Infinity plus 20? Infinity plus 30? Soul is eternal. It's Purana, it's the oldest. But the soul does not become old. It's always ever fresh, never. How to understand this? If we suppose approach an old person and then, you know, talk to him about his old age, he might say, see, I'm young in my spirit. That's what people say. And this is what is experienced also. So people are young when it comes to the spirit. But when it comes to their body, the body is growing old. Very, very nice logic, you know, to understand how the body is growing old and not the soul. Now, let's understand a few more points. If suppose someone says, yeah, I cannot see soul. Okay, so Prabhupada has a logic for that. So, okay, you cannot see the soul, but one can still understand the presence of soul simply by the presence of consciousness. We have discussed this in the previous video. Simply by the presence of consciousness, we can understand our soul is present. Like for example, in the rainy season, the clouds might cover the sun. We'll not be able to see the sun. But the sun rays which are emerging from the sun, from that we'll be able to make out, okay, sun is present in the sky. Currently we are not able to see because of some or the other reason. So in this way, if the consciousness is there in the body, then we can understand, yes, the soul is present. This point is very nice. Since there is some consciousness in all bodies, whether man or animal, I repeat, whether man or animal, we can understand the presence of the soul. Many times, you know, people say, oh, animals don't have soul. No, it's not like that. Any conscious entity means the soul is present in that entity. Hope this is clear. Now, let's try to discuss one more important point. This entire shloka which we just talked about, it can be applied even to super soul. same qualities, because the soul and super soul are one in quality, and there are some differences. Let's discuss what are those differences. Two important differences, those are pointed out here in this purport by Srila Prabhupada. So first one is, we are Anu, we are tiny, and the super soul or Krishna is Vibhu, he is infinite. So we are infinitesimal and Krishna is infinite. This is the first difference. Second one is, the Lord or the super soul, he knows the past, present and future. Whereas when it comes to the living entities like us, individual souls like us, we have the tendency to forget. Right? Then now there is one nice case study that is given. Case study of Arjuna. And here, Prabhupada says, Arjuna is the atomic soul like all of us. So forgetful of his real nature, therefore requires to be enlightened by Krishna or his bona fide representative. See, we all are forgetful. That's our nature. We are tiny, so it's but obvious. What to talk about forgetting the past life? We forget what we ate yesterday in the breakfast. What to talk about past lives and things like that? So the point that is made here is, we need to be enlightened. It is required that we should be enlightened by Krishna. There's one beautiful point here that is mentioned. Education and enlightenment from the superior lessons of Krishna. This is what we all need. And that's what is Bhagavad Gita. That's what we're discussing in our Shloka Day series. So these are the two important differences between the soul and super soul. That is first one, is we are Anu, we are tiny, and is Vibhu, is infinite. Second, he knows everything. He is all knowledgeable. And we are forgetful. No, so that is what is our nature. Now, the next thing that is mentioned in this particular shloka is, many times people might say that, you know, I don't believe in the soul and other things. Even if you explain them n number of times with n number of logic, different angles, they might not believe. Why? Because there is some qualification that is needed. It's not just everyone can understand Bhagavad Gita or, you know, the aspects of soul. What is that qualification? Katha Upanishad is mentioning this. The shloka starts with this. Anor aniyan mahato mahiyan. This is how the shloka starts. And what is the qualification? The qualification for the one to understand the glories of soul is this. Two qualifications. First, one who has become free from all material desires as well as lamentation. First one, very, very heavy. One should be free from all desires and lamentation. And second one is the most important one, and that is by the grace of Supreme. See, we have to understand one thing. These teachings are by the Supreme. And if he desires, if he showers his mercy, we will be able to understand his teachings. So that is the reason. Before starting to read Bhagavad Gita, we have to offer prayers. Very, very important. We have to offer prayers. We have to beg and pray to the Supreme Lord that please help. By your mercy, I'll be able to understand Bhagavad Gita. Or else I will also become one of the majority of atheists which are emerging in this world. So please help, O Lord. With this mood, you know, we have to. And also to realize all these points that we just discussed, one has to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every single day. In fact, there is one video now which we have recorded on how to do mantra meditation on beach. So if you don't know, you can refer to that video. That will help you out with the same. Now, another thing that we need to understand here, going back to the shloka, the original one. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. So basically, this particular shloka negates the possibility of birth and death in this life. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, na jayate mriyate va kadachin. So whatever you're saying, in this birth, there is no question. Or in this life, there is no question of birth and death for all these personalities. Next line, nayam bhutva bhavitana bhuyaha. And there is no question, even in the future lives or in the past lives, about their birth and death, because they're eternal, aja, unborn, nitya, eternal, shashvato, permanent, purano, oldest. And na hanyate hanyamane sharire. So even when the body is killed, the soul is not killed. So Krishna is looking at Arjuna and asking, so what is your problem now? Did you understand what I'm saying? What is your problem? And Arjuna is like, you know, looking around and I'm not convinced yet. Krishna says, okay, no problem. I have got 10 more shlokas to explain you. That is, from verse number 21 to 30, Krishna is going to go more deeper from different angles. He is going to convince whom? Convince all of us about we are not the body, we are spirit soul. So let's see the next angle that Krishna gives in the next verse. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.